The drug which hospitalised six people in Cork earlier this week has been identified as a highly potent and potentially lethal psychoactive drug whose street name is N-bomb. An 18-year-old student from Mill Street remains in a critical condition in Cork after taking the drug. It's a stimulant, a 2C designer drug with hallucinogenic effects, which is a controlled drug under Irish law. But it's unlikely that people taking the drug or ones like it know exactly what they're taking. Next Thursday, a conference will be held in Dublin, which will look at the approach taken by public health officials in Wales, which funds drug testing facilities so that users can find out. Josie Smith is National Lead for Substance Misuse or Harm Reduction at Public Health Wales. Josie, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about your service? How does it work?
Okay, well, simply put, Wedding Us is a project designed to reduce the harms associated with drug use, particularly new psychoactive substances, often called legal highs, and other unknown drugs. We know that certainly a lot of the new psychoactive, the new drugs on the market, can cause both physical, psychological, and behavioural harms in terms of criminal justice, particularly because many of them contain substances that are not recorded or well evidenced. The project began in 2013, and it's coordinated by Public Health Wales and funded by Welsh Government in recognition that often, regardless of legality, people will experiment with a range of drugs because they're far more accessible via the internet than ever before.
So you invite people to send you the drug and you'll tell them what's in it?
That's right. Essentially, anyone can submit a sample of a drug. Okay, we receive samples from the general population, so people who are using drugs, people who are considering use of drugs, organisations who are working with drug users, but also a wider range of people from health services, so ambulance and emergency departments. We receive samples from housing and education, but also from police amnesty bins and prisons. We do not test any samples that may be used in evidence against a person. So we only test samples to evidence what they are and profile the health harms associated with use. So anyone can submit a sample anonymously. The only information we require is age, gender, and area of residence so that we can map trends in use across the area.
And typically, what are your tests showing up?
Okay, well, since we began, we've received over 4,000 samples and we've identified and profiled 305 different substances, 12 of which had been previously unidentified. And obviously, we link in with a European-wide early warning system to raise awareness. We found that the majority of samples contain more than one drug. We found that around 20% of drugs bought as or perceived to be legal highs actually contain controlled drugs, and specifically around ecstasy, MDMA, which is a very popular drug and becoming increasingly popular again. Around half of the samples that we tested did not actually contain MDMA at all. So we're able to provide both information on what people are intending to buy, so what is available in different areas. We're able to provide what is actually contained in that substance and the legal status, as well as the toxicity and evidence around harms from across the world.
7:30, I'll get to news headlines in just a moment. Have you heard of the drug that's been identified as being a problem in Cork here this week?
Yes, I have. We, in fact, have received 12 samples of N-bomb to Wedding Us. Often in blotter form, but also in powder form. And we have information on the website around the harms because deaths have occurred from this drug previously,
yes,
as well as non-fatal intoxication. So we would encourage people to be looking for information and be aware of the harms associated with use.
Josie, thank you very much for taking our call. That's Josie Smith from the National Lead for Substance Misuse at Public Health in Wales. She'll be speaking at a Health Not Harm symposium on the 28th of January in Boswell's Hotel.